Chargers and the New York Giants have exchanged their draft picks.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Eli Manning and Philip Rivers.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Night. What a weird Tuesday night. I don't know how to even approach this. Keith McPherson on The Fan. You want the good news first? There's a ton of bad news, I feel, but there's a lot of good news as well. So you lead with the good news. We'll start with the good news first. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to talk some baseball tonight. I realize we probably really only have a month of baseball dominating the discussions on WFAN. In a month, we will start to lean into the NFL. The NBA is over. Good. The NHL is not over just yet as the Edmonton Oilers force a game six. And the streak is not over for the Make It Happen Grimettes. We'll start right there. If you don't believe, you should start believing. They take another series and this whole Grimace thing is real. It's cool. It's fun. Let the kids play and let the kids have fun. Let the kids believe in something. Your thoughts become things. And throughout this whole Mets game, which I think I was listening to Keith Radd, and I forget who else was on the call with Keith Radd. It wasn't Howie Rose. But throughout this Mets game, I'm like, they're not out of this game. They didn't lose this game yet. Grimace. Like, the power of Grimace. What a game for the Mets fans. What a week for the Mets fans. Believing in a purple blob and purple power. Believing in a team that believes in themselves, you can see it. You can just see it when the cameras, SNY does a great job of getting these guys on camera in the dugout, seeing how they root for each other, how they are playful with each other, how they are trying to rally around each other to win. This is a game tonight where Mark Vientos early, that first homer early makes you feel like, okay, this is going to continue, right? You score first, you draw first blood, your thoughts become things, and you're thinking W7, win streak, win number seven. You got to be thinking, yo, we're about to take this series tonight, and the Grimace talk continues. And I don't care if you are the type to say, oh my God, Grimace talk on The Fan. Grimace is taking away from the Mets. No, it's not. It's part of it. It's better than the rally pimp. It counts as something. It counts as an inflection point. Since this guy showed up, the Mets have turned into this. And McDonald's is playing into it. SNY is playing into it. The Mets social media accounts are playing into it. So who are you to go against it? And they keep winning. So, you know, watching this game tonight, which I didn't watch. I watched the Yankee game. We'll get to that in a minute. I listened to the Mets game, and then I came in here and was able to watch the end. Watch them tie the game. And then come back and take the lead in the ninth inning. And then Edwin Diaz come in to close the game and seal the deal. Your thoughts become things, right? Vientos. Okay, the Rangers come back and they get that run back in the third. And then the Mets go up in the fifth. But damn, the Rangers answer back in the fifth with five runs. And it's like, oh, well, you know, that's baseball, right? Well, you know, it was fun while it lasted. You know, maybe we'll keep the Grimace thing as a home thing. Yeah, well, you know, they still have won X amount of games in their last 10, 15. No. They tack on another one in the sixth, another one in the seventh, two in the eighth, one in the ninth. And can we please put respect on the bullpen? Can we please put respect on these guys going out there? After Severino gave up eight hits, six earned runs, only had one strikeout. Not the best performance out of Severino, but he did give you some length. And then the Mets bullpen goes out there, Diekman, Garrett, Diaz, and they hold it down. 888-808-1019. These are my Mets. I dub them the Make It Happen Mets. I think I'm the first one to call them the Grimmets, and I hope everybody runs with that. This is fun. This is baseball. These are the little quirky things in baseball that you never see coming. These are the little fun things that pop up, and it's like, okay, you'll remember this for years to come. No matter what happens at the deadline, no matter what happens with prospects, guys on this team, no matter what happens in the postseason, you'll remember this run. Enjoy it. Let people enjoy things. It's supposed to be fun. It's entertainment. I was cracking up looking at McDonald's Twitter account, leaning into the Grimace thing. They were leaning in so much that they were typing in Grimace's voice. I don't know. I think stuff like that is great. I'm having fun with it. I'm like, yo, I want Grimace at the next homestand. I want him at the Subway Series. If I go to a Subway Series game and Grimace isn't dancing on top of the dugout with the Queens crew, you're not capitalizing on this thing. If I go to one of those Subway Series games and Edwin Diaz comes out, which SNY superimposed Grimace over Edwin Diaz and posted, you know, sound him with Grimace coming out of the bullpen. If he's not on the dugout with a trumpet next to Mr. and Mrs. Met, what are we doing? You got to keep playing into it. Free fries when Edwin Diaz doesn't blow the save. There should be a promotion already. Mets fans get free fries at McDonald's every time Edwin Diaz gets a save. There it is. 888-808-1019. So the Mets, again, you know, the starting pitcher did not have his stuff, but the bullpen does it, and this Mets team is able to go out there and out-hit the Rangers and outscore the Rangers barely. 10-9, 7-6, and get another win to keep the win streak going, take another series, and you feel good going to sleep tonight if you're a Mets fan. There's some good news. There's some good news. We'll get to the bad news. Not too much bad news with the Mets. Good news is that the big bad Baltimore Orioles came in and they got handled. They almost got shut out. I know somebody's going to call me and say, hey, Keith, you know, Clay Holmes is a problem. You know what? We were just talking about how power pitchers, they give up homers, and Clay doesn't give up homers, and Clay gave up a homer. You tip your cap again to Anthony Santander. He's a beast. He's a dog. He's one of the best right fielders in the American League. I think that was his 18th homer. Whatever. It doesn't matter. What matters is the Yankees were not about to lose three in a row. They return home from the road trip. Nasty Nestor night. Hard to get a ticket. Nasty Nestor night. Always worth the ticket. Nestor Cortez is great in the Bronx. And he holds it down again. Nestor Cortez goes out there and doesn't give up anything. And what I love most with Nestor was him chin-checking Gunnar Henderson in, I think, like the fifth inning. Obviously, the bad news with the Yankees is that Aaron Judge got hit by pitch. And when you saw that fastball go up and in, if you watch Mookie Betts over the weekend get hit with a fastball the same way, he broke his hand, fractured his hand. He's out for 8 weeks. The first thing you're thinking is, no, 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 no. This can't happen. June is a gauntlet. I told you guys in April it was going to be a gauntlet. The gauntlet doesn't just come with competition. It comes with adversity, injuries, having to overcome different type of things. And luckily, we just got the information that Aaron Judge, the results came back negative. He's going to ice up. He left the game in the third inning. He's going to ice up. And okay, he leaves the game in the third inning. The captain is out. Aaron Boone is out. Congrats to Aaron Boone and his son for graduating. He was at his son's graduation. Brad Ausmus sits in as manager, the pride of Dartmouth. And of course, we get the debut of another Dartmouth guy, another Dartmouth catcher. Ben Rice, Uncle Ben Rice, throw the rice in the air for the young man. Man, I love that. An hour before the game, he thought of what he was going to have to do to acknowledge the bleacher creatures in the roll call. And he turned around and did the, you know, feed me eating like he was eating a rice bowl. This kid was smiling ear to ear, getting that first knock. He is a catcher slash first baseman. And if you heard me last night, I didn't think they were going to do it. This kid has played 11 games at AAA, like 50 at-bats or something. I didn't think they were going to press that button, but you know what? They had to press that button because they couldn't just say, oh, yeah, DJ will be our first baseman every day. DJ is struggling, and Ben Rice deserved it. Like, he worked his way up, let the kids play. If you're good enough, if you're dominating, and he's been dominating for a year from the AA level, moving up to the AAA level, he got to live a dream tonight. Yankee fan today, tomorrow, forever. This team is comprised of a bunch of guys that grew up rooting for the Yankees. I'm seeing pictures of him as a little Yankee fan. His parents and his family were able to make the game. I saw Brian Hoke put out there that he wrote, let me see exactly what he wrote so I don't do it verbatim. He went to, he's from Massachusetts. He went to Fenway Park and he wrote Yankees rule on the foul pole, on the pesky pole at Fenway Park. He's one of us. So welcome, Ben Rice. You'll see him against right-handed pitching. And it was great to see that smile and that young energy. And I feel like these guys need it. I feel like these guys always need that reminder that, like, baseball is fun. And, yeah, some of you guys are pros of all pros, and you make millions, and you get to do this for a living, and you might take it for granted. But this young man's not taking it for granted. He's going to get to platoon with DJ, fine. And maybe there's a chance he's catching at some point. He caught Gerrit Cole in Gerrit Cole's rehab stint. Gerrit Cole, good news. Tomorrow, Gerrit Cole is back. And pressure is a privilege. No Judge. I'm going to assume Judge is not in the lineup tomorrow. I'm going to just assume that they're going to take some precautions and he'll get a day to ice up and rest and not aggravate that hand anymore. And the pressure will be on Gerrit Cole to go out there and shut down that Orioles lineup, who you know is going to be trying to bounce back after they were shut out for 8 innings. And it'll be on the Yankees to take the series so that you take the series. Maybe you can give Judge an extra day on Thursday. And we get ready for this Braves series, 888-808-1019. It's good to see Volpe get a hit, RBI, breaking out of his small slump that he's in. You know, Judge got a knock before getting out of the game in the third inning. Verdugo with a knock, and I love to see Verdugo, whether he did it with a smile, joking or not, you know, talking to the pitcher that hit Gleyber. Gleyber also took a hit by pitch. And he said, hey, how about me and you? You know, I'll square up with you, and then I'm going to whoop his ass as well. And, like, you know, I just like that banter back and forth. It's not okay. It's not okay. I don't think it's going to turn into anything tomorrow, but there should be beef between division rivals. And in baseball, period, there should be beef when your guys are getting hit by pitches, especially when your captain, the best player on your team, has to leave the game because a guy, a journeyman guy that pitched for them tonight, Suarez, can't control the baseball. 888-808-1019. So great outing by Nestor Cortez. The Yankees go out there and they get it done. It wasn't necessarily the Bronx Bombers and the long ball. Austin Wells, great to see you. You know, with his double that he had. And the Yankees get a 4-2 win against the big bad Orioles that everybody was telling me, oh, wait till the Yankees face the Orioles. And what was I telling you? I don't fear the Orioles. I can't wait. I cannot wait to see them face the Orioles. It's not going to be the same as it was in Camden Yards the first couple days in May. Speaking of May, man, Willie Mays, RIP. That knocked me down today. That one hurt. Not because I wasn't expecting a 93-year-old man to be close to his resting day, but we're 2 days away from the Rickwood Field game down there in Birmingham, Alabama, where he played as a 17-year-old kid. He played for the Birmingham Black Barons, who they say outdrew the regular Birmingham Barons. And, man, I love what MLB has done. We've seen the Field of Dream game. We've seen two Field of Dream games. We've seen the London series, the Seoul series. We've seen MLB activate in all these different countries and even the Little League series that they have. And, man, I'm so excited to watch the Rickwood Field game on Thursday. But it hurts, man, because Willie Mays was quoted saying, I'm glad that the Giants, Cardinals, and MLB are doing this, letting everyone get to see pro ball at Rickwood Field. Good to remind people of all the great ball that has been played there and all the players. all these years and it's still there, and so am I. How about that? To say, hey, kid, those are famous last words. I'm telling you, man, my heart stopped. It sucked to see Willie Mays passes at 93, 2 days before he could watch a Major League Baseball game take place on that field that he played in the Negro Leagues at age 17. 888-808-1019. So, yeah, also bad news. Jason Dominguez, right, as many of you are like, can Judge play first base? No, his hand is hurt now. Jason Dominguez is hurt now. He's got an oblique strain. So even if Judge was to hit the IL, which I don't think he will, Dominguez isn't coming right up. Adversity, injuries, it's part of the game. At this part of the season, everybody is going through some type of injury, even the Baltimore Orioles with who we're facing pitching-wise in these three games. They're missing a handful of their starting pitching. It is what it is. Guys will rise like a young Ben Rice. And other guys got to step up from a Nestor Cortez to an Austin Wells to a Trent Grisham on short notice and whoever else. Giancarlo Stanton, I see. I'll tip my cap to Stanton as well. We're going to talk baseball. Like I said, in a month, everybody's going to want to talk about football and minicamp, which is great and all, but I love the sport of baseball. And today we lost arguably the greatest baseball player of all time. If you're old enough to have seen Willie Mays, please call the show. Share your stories. If you're old enough to know about Willie Mays' story, please call up and share that with us. I'm nowhere near old enough to have seen Willie Mays play, but I did watch the Say Hey Willie Mays documentary on HBO, and I just understood who he was and what he had to do as a black man in America playing baseball and using that as his power, using that as his way to fight for change and fight for the rights that he deserved. And man, it just hurt today. That guy, and they're showing clips of him right now on SNY. I'm glad they're honoring him. I'm glad that the Mets did honor him while he was still alive. And, you know, that guy with 660 home runs, we'll go through his numbers and stats. There's so many people. Even Keith Hernandez spoke so well, and Gary Cohen as well during the broadcast tonight. You know, Keith Hernandez says the best baseball player I've ever seen, a five-tool player. Whenever you got to see him play, he was going to do something, hit a home run, steal a base, make a ridiculous play on defense. And, yeah, we lost a legend today. If you're a baseball fan, you understand. RIP Willie Mays. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Let's talk about the Grimettes and the seven-game win streak and taking another series. And I dubbed them the Make It Happen Mets because those Mets, they made it happen. And that's what they did tonight, and that's what they're doing in these games. They're not letting it happen, right? Winners make it happen. Losers let it happen. They flipped the switch. And if the flip of the switch was actually some type of higher power that is this purple power, so be it. And the Yankees stand up at home to the Baltimore Orioles, shut them out for most of the game, lose Aaron Judge, and still see it through without Aaron Boone and Ben Rice. Welcome to the show, and RIP Willie Mays. We'll get into it after we take this quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.